I'm Cheryl Waters. You've got it tuned to the Midday Show on KEXP, and I'm so excited to welcome our good friend Craig Finn back to the KEXP studios. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me back.
It is so nice to have you here today, and so exciting to see you've got a new album out called Faith in the Future. This is your second solo release. You going to play some songs from that for us today?
Yeah, absolutely. Got a couple.
Why don't you start with a couple, and then we'll catch up and see what you've been up to.
All right. This is called Maggie. I've been searching for our son. There's a darkness in my body, and I think I might be ready. Maggie, I've been searching for our son. There's a big hole in my thinking. Lately I've been seeing things. Maggie, I've been searching for our son. If you're down in doubt, if you still have any doubts, if you doubt that there's a savior yet to come, stop what you're doing, close your eyes and keep on breathing. Slowly turn your face up to the sun. It was warm in Arizona, it was cold in Colorado. Maggie, I've been searching for our son. There were crosses on the altar, there was gold in El Dorado. Maggie, I got blisters on my thumbs. If you're all strung out, if you still have any doubts, if you doubt that there's a rapture yet to come, up the paper, see the stories and the pictures. The kid went to the movies with a gun. There's a house out in the desert, and I lived there with some people. Maggie, that guy said he was our savior. But once he took our women and turned us into his soldiers, he hit a patch of radical behavior. And the HEF were belligerent. There were handcuffed girls with barely any clothes. There was power in their numbers. There was silver in their holsters. The trucks as they rode slowly up the road. Well, there's a darkness in my body, and I think I might be ready. So if you're stuck down south, if you still have any doubts, if you doubt that there's a heaven yet to come, well, there's a darkness in my body, and I think I might be ready. Maggie, I've been searching for our son. Maggie, I'm still searching for our son.
Absolutely beautiful. Craig Finn live here with us in the KEXP studios. Faith in the Future is the new record. How about another one?
Cool, yeah. I'm going to do, this one's called Neumeier's Roof. And find my pick. There it this. New Myers Roof. Same bloodsuckers in the lobby again. When they called my name, I waved. I thought they might be my old friends. They had the cross in the car, they had the pig in the pen. I was in the bathroom, doing my best to ascend. Down Thomas at the party supplies, he says he likes how it looks when I roll back my eyes. Studio sent a car to collect me. When the driver dropped me off at the lot, he said he'd never forget me. The publicist picked up lunch again. I had a Pabst and some pemmican. She said, man, you're so damn American. Dad and Thomas had his eyebrows raised. He said he liked me much better when I was walking away. No, I've never been crucified. I never suffered and died. I've never been shot, but I've been lied to a lot. Hotel lobby, late night TV. You're either up on the stage or you're down on your knees. Blood on my hands, ash in my wine. You can see how I get anxious sometime. Nails in my hand, blood in my eyes. I feel pretty cool, but I know I look fried. All these tall tales and one tiny truth. Saw the towers go down from up on New Myers Roof. Yeah, we were frightened. Yeah, we were drinking, it was all so confusing. Down Thomas went and talked to the cops. He said this sure seems like an inside job. No, I've never been crucified. I never suffered or died. I've never been shot, but I've been lied to a lot. Hotel bar, they got the game on TV. You're either up in the lights or you're out on the streets. Now we always want more, but we get what we need. I saw your girl at the movies. She seems pretty sweet. Thomas has a cynical take. He said the more you destroy, the more that you make. No, I've never been crucified. I've never suffered or died. I've never been shot, but I've been lied to a lot. Look at these mountains, look at these trees. Tom, there must be something you believe. Look at these mountains, look at these trees. Tom, there must be something you believe. Well, Tom, there must be something. Tom, there must be something. Tom, there must be something you believe. Tom, there must be something. Tom, there must be something. Tom, there must be something you believe.
That sounds fantastic.
Thank you.
Craig Finn is live with us here in the KEXP studios, a new album called Faith in the Future. Craig, you are such a marvelous storyteller. I know you hear that all the time. And I've joked with friends before. I'm a voracious reader. And if I ever, life gets too busy and I get behind on any personal reading, I can just throw on a Craig Finn or a Hold Steady record. And I feel like I've got my fill for a while.
A book on tape.
But your songwriting often overlooks the kind of nook or looks into the nooks and crannies of life. And you've often said, like, you will look at the morning after the party instead of the party itself. And you've described Faith in the Future as a 911 album, and that's an event that obviously can't be overlooked. And after writing such personal stories for such a long time, what made you look in song at this global event?
Yeah, well, that song in particular is about a 9/11. I think the record Faith in the Future is especially about all kinds of people overcoming tragedy or change in whatever form it may come. And certainly 9/11 is a big one. I moved to New York almost a year to the date before that, so I was a new New Yorker. And I tell the story from stage. That song I just played, Neumeier's Roof, is about I spent 9/11. I was working with this guy, and Chris Neumeier, and he brought me to his roof. And we went up on his roof and watched the towers burn. And at some point he turned to me and said, do you want to get some beers? And this is 9:30 in the morning. It's kind of weird, but it sounds detached or unemotional, but I think at the time we didn't know what emotion to access. And so we sat there and drank beer on his roof and watched the towers burn and collapse. And it's a long story, but the other interesting thing is the woman that I eventually fell in love with and live with and have been with for quite some time was on the 34th floor of the tower. So while we were drinking beer watching it collapse, she was making her way out of there. And I always think, I think that ties into the theme of the record that, you know, I didn't know I was going to be with her then, but things were going to get better for both of us and hopefully for everyone. And that's kind of what the record's about.
Are these songs that you've written recently?
Yeah, I wrote most of the songs. The record's been done a little while, but the songs are, you know, within the last 2 years. And I write quite a bit, so I write a lot of songs. Then I took it to the producer, and we threw a lot of songs out. But these are kind of the ones that made the cut.
Tell me about the experience of making the record, where you went, and what it was like.
Yeah, I made the record with a guy named Josh Kaufman producing, who played a lot of the instruments on it, and just one other musician, Joe Russo, and who plays drums. We went up to Woodstock, three different sessions. I think two of the sessions we got snowed in. So, and as a native Minnesotan, that's good luck to me. You also get a lot of work done. As long as you're kind of fortified with food, drink, wine, all that stuff, getting snowed in is not the worst thing. So we got a lot done that way. But I think the interest, you know, when you're talking about the stories, our goal with this record was really to make the narrative come through. And we would record the songs very sparsely and talk about, you know, what else does it need? And we had the luxury of not a lot of people standing around. So you could really just keep things pretty sparse and really try to get the narratives come through. And if you listen to the record, a lot of decisions were made because of that. Like, even there's very few cymbals on the record because those kind of take up the same sonic space that vocals do. So the idea was always to let the stories come through.
That must be refreshing to do as a counterpoint to the work in the Hold Steady, which I'm sure you enjoy and you do with longtime friends. But there's a lot of voices to be heard in that band. So it's a much less sparse experience listening to a Hold Steady record.
Absolutely. And I really only write the lyrics at this point to the Hold Steady. So, you know, it's nice to have those words really coming through front and center and really knowing that the stories are well heard.
You mentioned living in New York for some time now, and a lot of people still think of you fondly as from Minnesota, but you've been in New York for about 15 years, so that certainly must feel like home, and it's such a great music community, and I wonder, do you still go out and see shows regularly?
I go out to see shows all the time, and I mean, socially, after doing the Hold Steady and all this touring we've done, there's a lot of kind of social commitments, like, hey, we're in town, that I go out and see friends' bands a lot. But I still love music. I really haven't lost my passion for it. I will say that I have come to the point where I really enjoy going to shows alone.
Me too.
Because then you don't have to worry about the other person you're with, whether they like the band or, you know. And I usually, if I show up at a show in Brooklyn, I know, you know, 5 to 10 people anyways.
Yeah, for a big city, it's a pretty small town.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's always so great to see you. We've got Craig Finn live here in the KEXP studios, a new album, Faith in the Future. And what have we got next?
I'm going to do a song called Christine. This is a song about a girl and a guy. The girl's one step maybe a little too wild, and the guy is maybe one step too careful. And I think it's the only song I've ever written about a guy being too careful. So it's called Christine. She went to Memphis with a dentist that she met on some weird website. When she came back 3 days later, she couldn't speak for a week. At the diner, after bar time, in the bright lights, eating French fries, she starts to cry. Christine reads some magazines, New York, Los Angeles, London. Everyone wants something. I just want Christine. I just want Christine. She said, let's move to the city, stay up all night, live the high life. And I said, maybe first we visit, make sure that we like it. Christine reads some magazines, New York, Los Angeles, London. Everyone wants something. I just want Christine. I just want Christine. She went to Pittsburgh with a pilot. She says she tried it, but she didn't like it. When she came back, all distracted, sort of shaky, sad and silent, at the diner, eating French fries, in the bright lights, after bar time, she starts to cry. She says, you're such a good guy. Christine reads some magazines, New York, Los Angeles, London. Everyone wants something. I just want Christine. I just want Christine. I just want Christine. I just want Christine.
Craig Finn with another great track from the new album, Faith in the Future. And you mentioned earlier to me before we went on the air that you are touring with a full band for this on the East Coast right now.
Yeah, in October, October 14th, it starts in Woodstock. And right now, it only goes to the east of the Mississippi, but I certainly hope to be out on the West Coast maybe early 2016.
We'll keep our fingers crossed. You recorded the album in Woodstock, isn't that right?
Yeah, that seemed like a good place to start the tour.
Awesome.
Full circle.
One more for us?
Yeah, one more. This is kind of a sad and depressing one, but I'm really proud of it nonetheless. It's about two guys. One's named Dennis, one's name's Billy. And I think a lot of people know people like Dennis and Billy. It goes like this. Dennis and Billy from up by Champlain. Been friends since forever, first day of first grade. Played football together, won some pretty big games. Dennis and Billy from up by Champlain. Well, after graduation, Dennis enlisted. Billy was taken by a bit of surprise. Dennis said it didn't seem like there was any other answer. Want to be stuck in this town his whole life. The night before he left, they went way out on some wine. Billy asked Dennis if he was scared he's gonna die. Dennis said everybody dies at some time. Neither of them said a thing for a while. Billy stayed home, took on a trade. He went for the handle, got bit by the blade. There were hospital bills, there was pain, there were pills. The pain went away, pills, they just stayed. The way it washed over, it felt warm like the sunshine. Billy felt filled up with bright shining lights. Just for a moment, he wasn't anxious or nervous. Dennis was somewhere still stuck in the service. Dennis wasn't much for sending off letters. Billy wasn't either, so they weren't much in touch. But Dennis came home to see a sick mother. Billy's on the corner like he's waiting on a bus. Later on that evening, in a tavern barely talking, Billy said, Dennis, man, you're lucky you left. Dennis started saying something, but then he reconsidered. He just looked down in his beer and he slowly shook his head and he says, I've been out there fighting, you've been hanging around here dying. It might be ironic, but it's not a good joke. These Vicks and Oxycontins, this whole town is stuck on something. That's pretty much why I hate coming home. The night before he left, he watched Billy getting high. Dennis asked Billy if he was scared he's gonna die. Billy said everybody dies at some time. Neither of them said a thing for a while. Neither of them said a thing for a while.
Mm. Wow. There's a book on tape for you.
Yeah.
Craig, thank you so much. It's always so great to see you.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Craig Finn, live here in the KEXP studios in Seattle.